in nakedness and shame. The inhabitant of Zaanan won't come out. The wailing of Beth-Ezel will take from you his protection. For the inhabitant of Maroth waits anxiously for good, because evil has come down from Yahweh to the gates of Jerusalem. Harness the chariot of the swift steed, inhabitant of Lachish. She was the beginning of sin to the daughter of Zion, for the transgressions of Israel were found in you. Therefore, you will give a parting gift to Moresheth-Gath. The houses of Achzib will be a deceitful thing to the kings of Israel. I will yet bring to you, inhabitant of Marisha, he who is the glory of Israel will come to Adullam. Shave your heads and cut off your hair from the children of your delight. Enlarge your baldness like the vulture, for they have gone into captivity from you. Woe to those who devise iniquity and work evil on their beds. When the morning is light, they practice it, because it is in the power of their hand. They covet fields and seize them, and houses, and take them away, and they oppress a man and his house, even a man and his heritage. Therefore, thus says Yahweh, behold, I am planning against these people a disaster from which you will not remove your necks, neither will you walk haughtily, for it is an evil time. In that day,